Midwest weather is expected to be basically very good and quite favorable for summer crops to mature and be harvested in as we move forward through this next 10 days to 2 weeks. The majority of the precipitation potentials will be highest in the upper parts of the Midwest here today. Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe a few areas in northern Iowa and eastern Dakotas will have a risk of some showers today and tonight. The precipitation is not expected to be very impressive, but will continue into tomorrow morning. We will see a few areas come in with maybe a half inch to an inch of rain, but most of it will be much lighter than that. And the majority of this precipitation will end up forming along a cool front that will push through the rest of the Midwest as we move out through Thursday, Friday, and early Saturday. The expected precipitation with this event is going to be quite varied and concentrated, mostly in the corridor from Kansas to Michigan and parts of Wisconsin. In that corridor, there will be some locally strong thunderstorms, maybe in parts of northwestern Illinois, portions of east central and southeastern Iowa, northeastern Missouri. These areas could end up with some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rainfall, while the rest of the region will see 0.3 to 1 inch. The moisture will be disruptive to crop maturation and harvest progress, but the dry weather that's going to occur today and again after the event for several days will end up being sufficient in restoring the best possible conditions for the region once again. So in general, this is very good early autumn weather. We're not going to see any kind of threatening cold weather anytime soon. The temperatures will stay fairly warm across the region until this frontal system comes across the region. Then it will turn notably cooler over the weekend. We expect to see high temperatures today in the 80s across most of the Midwest, a few upper 70s in the Great Lakes region, and a few readings over 90 on the southwest side of the Missouri River. Tomorrow afternoon, temperatures will be very similar, a lot of 80s across the region, temperatures over 90 in parts of Kansas and western Missouri. We'll look for some upper 70s, though, in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. The cooler weather in that northwestern corner of the region will become more significant as we get into Friday afternoon, where some highs will be in the 60s and 70s in the northwestern Corn Belt. Everybody else will still be seeing temperatures mostly 70s and 80s. The cooling trend will continue over the weekend. We'll look for the high temperatures cooling back into the 60s and 70s across most of the Midwest as we go from Saturday into Sunday. Another period of warming, though, will occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week, and temperatures will rise back above average once again. The lowest temperatures that occur as we move into the cooler air mass this weekend will probably drop back into 40s and 50s for lows. Don't think we'll see anything cooler than that. If we do, it'll be in Wisconsin, maybe northeastern parts of Minnesota, where a few upper 30s might occur, but frost and freezes are certainly not expected with this particular bout of cooler conditions. The precipitation prospects as we get into the second week of the two-week outlook will continue to be relatively low. However, with that said, there is a good chance that we'll see another frontal system move across the heart of the Midwest as we get out towards the period from the 23rd out through about the 26th. During that time period, there will be some more shower and thunderstorm activity occurring, and it looks like in places like Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri will once again be favored for the greater amounts. The temperature bias will likely be near to above average for most of next week, but we will cool off again as we get out beyond the 25th of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.